Hey, I'm Carly.
And I'm Sadie.
Welcome to our Mom Club. We love a good, juicy story time with each other.
And now we're bringing you into the club.
So grab your favorite after the kids are in bed snack.
And your caffeinated beverage of choice.
I've got my water.
Because we know I'm not going to make it through this without my Dr. Pepper.
And start your commute from the crib to that pile of laundry you've got and start folding.
Because we're starting a new episode of
the Crib Commute Podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I feel like I've like been opening these and I'm like, podcast. Welcome to.
Just no, 100%.
I'm just like, I feel like I say the same thing. Hello
welcome back
to the podcast. I'm Carly. Yeah.
I'm Sadie.
How could I change it? But then I'm like, started singing. I'm like, is that better though?
Is it better? Is it worse? Better?
That's probably worse.
I don't know. Anyway,
welcome everybody.
We wanted to start today's episode off with an ad for one of our favorite baby accessories accessory companies, Golden Baby Co. They've been day one sponsors for us, and they've helped us host our live show, which meant literally everything to us. If you don't know about Golden Baby Co., they are a mama-owned baby teether product company.
So Golden Baby Co. saved me so much. I started using them when I had Memphis, especially when Memphis was teething. I had never thought to like clip his teethers like straight to his clothing. But the teether that I got, it was a teether and a clip set, and it just changed the game for me. I was able to lay him down or not constantly be handing back his teether because they drop them all the freaking time.
No, all the time.
And I loved it because he was able to work on his gross motor skills of like picking things up himself and keeping track of it. So it was just, they're incredible. My all-time favorite.
No, 100%. And Golden Baby Co. is like seriously one of my favorite baby companies. They came up with the cutest little succulent teethers and I just adore them. They're textured on both sides, which is so nice because then no matter which side your baby picks up, they're going to get that fun texture experience. And I love that their slogan is teething sucks, like S-U-C-C-S for succulent. So cute, so fun.
It really is. Because
with Golden Baby Co., teething doesn't have to suck.
Yes. So Golden Baby Co. is giving our commuters 10% off their purchase at Golden Baby Co. And that you just use the code CRIBCOMMUTE10. So you can stock up on baby gifts and all the items that you would need at Golden Baby Co. with the code CRIBCOMMUTE10 for 10% off.
Perfect. Okay. I'm so, so excited about today's episode because we're going to do like one of those like magazine quizzes from like 17, you know, back then.
Oh, yeah. Or it even like takes me back to like early high school, end of junior high, where those quizzes were all over Facebook and you took them and posted your results.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
And what kind of potato are you? And you're I don't know, but I need to know. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, absolutely. But like everybody was doing it and everybody posted like their results. Yeah. Could you imagine if people did that now?
No.
Like,
no,
that's just like, not
except,
like.
Except for yes, because it's kind of like the like filters where it's like, what Disney princess are you going to be?
And you're
like, and you like watch it and you're like, yeah, that's me.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That is that version of whatever 10 years ago.
100%.
14.
100%.
Oh but my gosh, that's wild.
Yeah, I'm excited because we actually created this quiz for our commuters just to for funsies. It is what like kind of mom are you or like which stereotype about motherhood best describes you. So it's gonna be
I'm excited to like take the quiz because I haven't done it yet. Like came up with all of it. But yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. But before we get into like taking the actual quiz, because we're going to take the quiz on the show and like say, like read the questions and like say what our answer is. Yeah. And then hopefully fingers crossed at the end, it'll tell us what it is that I did the quiz right.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah, exactly. But before we do that, we're going to share just the different kinds of moms and their personalities and attributes and things like that. So,
okay. Carly, so the first one, yeah, the first one that you can get is the helicopter mom / the tiger mom. So this is the mom that like hovers over her child's every move, is ready to swoop in, fix any problem that comes their way. She provides constant supervision, micromanaging from their schoolwork to their social interactions, their extracurriculars. You know, the mom that is like super strict and really demanding. That's this mom, also overbearing, pushy, and expects nothing less than perfection. Yep. That's the tiger mom.
Yep.
We all know one of those.
Yep. We all do. And you know what? And here's the other thing that I want to like make this disclaimer. You're the best mom for your kid. Like,
oh, for sure.
It doesn't matter what kind of mom you are. Like, this is just for fun.
But I think a lot of people have different parts of each of these, right?
Exactly.
And it's like no quiz is ever going to be able to describe you 100%. Like these are just like fun. And I also think what's cool about these is they all have positives and negatives, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's like any type of personality trait test that you take. It's like, here's your positives. Here's your things that you could maybe work on. So like no matter which one you get, it's like there are positives. That you can get from being a helicopter mom and a tiger mom, you know? So I think sometimes people hear some of these types and they're just like, well, I don't want to be that one because that's just terrible.
Because of these negatives.
Like, well, no, but like there's positives too to like everything. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. All right, so second one.
This next one is the crunchy mom / almond mom. This happy hippie mama takes an attachment parenting approach to child raising, creating organic, free-range baby food, all about normalizing breastfeeding. Almond mom is actually almost always used as a negative term to criticize a person as endangering themselves and their families with poor nutrition and insufficient diets, simply because they like use like fad diets and things like that. It's often used for like jokingly or hyperbolically to refer to parents obsessed with like healthy nutrition and like staying away from toxins and like things like that, who are like crazy about those things.
Over the top.
Yeah.
So the next one, you could be a hot mess mom. So let's be real here. Who hasn't felt like a hot mess at some point in their parenting journey? Mm-hmm. I feel like we've all been there. You're either running late to school drop-off, you forgot an important date, you constantly losing your cool over the tiniest things. But unlike most, this mom is often portrayed as disorganized, forgetful, and chaotic most of the time.
Yep.
So not just occasional moments. It's like –
she just is.
All the time.
She is chaos.
Own it. Own it. Own it.
Yep. Okay. The next one is the fitness mom. And this mom, you know, she's up at 5 a.m. every day to crush her CrossFit workout before heading home to pack lunches and shuffle the kids off to school. She's always in her, like, workout gear, stuff like
Lululemon vibe.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Yeah.
Yep. Okay. The next mom is a Pinterest mom. This mom will hand make 22 Valentines for both her kids' classes, decorate the house in a complete theme for her daughter's birthday party, and make cute Mother's Day gifts for all of her friends. She's crafty, a DIYer, and she loves doing it.
Okay.
So funny, like looking through these, I'm like, I'm part of this one, part of this one, part of this one. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
But then I'm also like, this one is for sure. Like as you were reading that, I was like, Emily. Emily is a
Pinterest absolutely mom. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the first person that came to my head too. Yeah.
Yeah. If you do
Emily,
take
if
it,
you're listening.
Yeah. If she does take it and it's not a Pinterest mom, I failed. I failed the quiz.
So true. So true.
Okay. This next one is the Chatty Cathy mom. Want to know the latest gossip? Oh, she's got it and she's ready to dish it out. Her conversations are often one-sided as she dominates them with stories about her kids or unsolicited advice for other moms. Is she a superhero who can juggle work, kids, and household chores with ease? Or is she just a caffeine-addicted zombie who hasn't slept in years? Regardless, she does it all without breaking a sweat and she's always got a story to tell. AKA,
all leave somebody like that.
100%.
Okay, last one is the sports mom. So this rah-rah mom is at every sports game or school event and is always armed with a camera to document the moment. She'll cheer for her kid and yours and will always have an extra camp chair and snacks in her trunk.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we've got those. Let's take this quiz. Again, we're going to ask the questions and the answers and answer them for ourselves. And then at the end, hopefully we'll share what we got. Fingers crossed this works.
And we're going to post this for everybody to take, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Perfect. Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay, hopefully, I don't know if it shouldn't shuffle the questions. So okay. We'll see.
I'll say what mine says for the first one.
Okay.
Your child gets into an argument with another child on the playground. How do you respond? A, you text your spouse or partner. B, look up ideas online. C, call a friend for advice. D, fix it immediately. E, let them figure it out on their own. Or F, ask them how they want to solve it. Okay. Oh, okay. So your child gets into an argument.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I know one.
Yeah.
I go back and forth between let them figure it out on their own or fix it immediately.
That was like kind of what I did, but I decided to go with ask them how they want to solve it because I feel like that's kind of a mixture of both of them.
Yeah.
It's like I've now shown the parent because what I always hate, like I love to let kids solve it themselves, but if I don't know the parent,
yeah.
Sometimes other parents get really judgy of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where if it's my friend's kids, I'm like, yeah, they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. They're fine. If it gets to a point where they need help, I will come help. But I feel like that one's like a middle one. So that's the one I'm going to do. I think, because I have done that too. It's like, hey, like what should we do when blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I already answered, but I think I should have put that, but I fixed it immediately because I do tend to jump in.
Jump in. Yeah. It's really hard, I think, when you're not like when you're just like at a park or a public place and you don't know the other people.
Yes.
Because I have seen some moms like kind of look at me like, are you going to help this situation?
Are you gonna do this? And I'm like, who's gonna take care of this?
Sorry. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I do have to say, I think that the question or the answers may be mixed up based on, so it's not like A, B, C, D, but anyway. So you might have to like look around to find yours.
Okay.
What is your approach to breastfeeding? I breastfeed in public without a cover. I breastfeed in public, but I use a cover. It depends. Sometimes I breastfeed. Sometimes I formula feed. I breastfeed in private. I don't have time for breastfeeding. I breastfeed and only eat organic food so my baby gets the best possible milk. Okay. I went with it depends. Sometimes I breastfeed. Sometimes I don't.
I'm going to put I don't have time for breastfeeding.
Yes, I love it.
That's terrible.
It's fine.
I felt like that was the one that most applied to me, though.
It did. It did.
Yeah. All right. How do you feel about baby food purees? I make my own baby food purees. I buy only organic baby food purees. Why is baby food puree so hard for me to say? I buy whatever is cheapest. I buy regular baby food.
I buy regular baby food. That's me.
I've never bought baby food.
Do you make your own?
No. I just give them whatever I just eating. Do like, yeah, whatever I'm eating, they eat. So I guess regular baby food.
Okay. Well, that one may change.
That's okay. I'll just put regular baby food because like, snack like some snacks I'll do like the little puffs or yogurt bites, so I'll do that. But yeah, it's so weird to me. I'm like, somebody asked me one time about baby food and I was like, I've actually never bought baby food. I know it's fine. Everybody does things their own way.
It's true. Okay, how do you manage your daily routine? I have a plan for everything. I'm always running late. I often forget important dates. I'm disorganized and chaotic.
I have a plan for everything. Absolutely. That's
100% for Carly. I'm going to put I often forget important dates because, like, I know when they are.
Yeah.
But, like, when they come up, I'm like, oh, crap, that's today. So I'm going to put that in.
Okay. How do you stay up to date with the latest parenting trends? I read mommy blogs. I follow influencers on social media. I don't follow trends. I listen to mom podcasts.
I follow influencers on social media.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. How involved are you in your child's extracurricular activities? I attend every game, event, and practice. I attend only games and events. I don't have time for extracurricular activities. That's another one that's just hard to say.
It is. Yeah.
I don't want to pay for extracurricular activities.
I'm gonna put I attend only games and events. I feel like my kids haven't had like practices yet for anything.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they get older, I'm not going to attend maybe the first one so that they feel comfortable, right?
Yeah.
But after that, I'm gonna be like a drop off. Yeah. But
yeah, same.
I will absolutely attend every single game they play. And every single like event. So
yeah.
Okay. Is that you?
No, it's your turn.
Oh, I like have like lost track. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you document your child's milestones? I take lots of pictures and videos. I keep a journal. I create scrapbooks. Documenting stresses me out.
I take lots of pictures and videos.
That's what I was gonna say too.
Okay. Okay, how do you feel about your child's academic performance? I expect straight A's. I encourage them to do their best. Grades aren't important to me. I am in regular contact with my child's teacher to make sure they are doing everything correctly. I encourage them to do their best.
That's me too. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right, how do you deal with unsolicited advice? I listen politely and consider the advice. I ignore it. I get defensive. I give my own advice in return.
I listen.
Oh, do you really? Yeah. I love it. I was going to say, I listen politely and like consider it, but I probably won't take it, but I just am too much of a people pleaser. I'm like, oh yes. Yes. That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, I just always feel the need to like explain why I'm doing what I'm doing. Even though not necessary, but
Anyway.
So I feel like that's defensive.
Yeah. And I think it probably depends on the situation too. Like, are they giving me advice on something I'm already doing? So they're almost like correcting me, telling me what I'm doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. That I could probably see myself like explaining like why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. But if they're just like giving me advice on a situation, even if I don't like trust them, I'm probably just like, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. How do you handle stressful situations with your children? I practice yoga or meditate. I take a break and relax in another room. I text a friend. I ignore it and hope it goes away.
I probably take a break and relax in the other room.
Me too. Carly, I'm interested to see what our results are because we've had two that were different. But then
that's it. The rest of it the same. Very interesting. All right. What's your opinion on healthy eating? I only eat/feed my child organic healthy food. I try to eat and feed my child healthy foods. I eat/feed my child homemade food, but sometimes we go out to eat. I eat/feed my child whatever is available. I try to eat/feed my child healthy foods, probably.
See, and I eat/feed my children homemade food, but sometimes we go out to eat.
I guess, because, what's the difference?
See, what I think with it is, you're trying to, feed them, healthy meals, whereas, with the homemade food, we don't always eat, the most healthy homemade food, even though it's made at home. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll probably stick with my healthy foods then.
How do you handle unexpected situations? I always have a backup plan. I panic and stress out. I ask for help. I just go with the flow.
I ask for help.
I panic and stress out.
It's so funny. And I, the last, year or two, I've tried really hard to ask for help.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for most of my life, I was not that way. And when I started to like see my friends become moms or just like go through hard things, and then they tell me later, like, oh yeah, like this was really hard. I could have like, I just really needed help. I started to feel like sad that nobody reached out. Yeah. And so then when I would struggle, I started to be like, why am I not like reaching out to people? Like, I have friends and family that love me so much.
Yeah.
And so I was actually talking about this with my mom when we were in Disneyland, because she was like, I actually really respect how much you, when you need help, you just say like, hey, no, like I would really like some help. Cause I, by the end of like the third day in Disneyland, I was so tired, and Memphis was like in his, you know, wild, I'm going to run. And if he'd like fell on the ground, it was like hard for me to pick him up. And all the other adults were going to go on like a bigger ride. And my mom had a, like a Max or a Genie Plus pass for it. And she was like, do you want me to stay or are you good? And I was like, you know what? Actually, I would really appreciate it if somebody would stay and help me. And so she's like, great. Yeah. Like, I'll do it. And I just think, and so we were talking about how she was like, I remember a friend was like, hey, can I bring you dinner after she had my sister? And she's like, no, like, we're good. No worries. Well, then a few months later, her friend then had a baby, and she was like, hey, like, what day can I bring you a meal? And she was like, no, like, we don't need it. My mom was like, no, like, I really want to help. And she's like, yeah, but you didn't let me help you. And my mom's like, I never like forgot that. It was like, I want to help people, but I also have to have people help me. And it's just something that I've been like thinking about recently. So if you feel like you're struggling, I really hope that you can find somebody that you feel comfortable enough asking for help, but like, don't feel bad asking for help, because like, don't you feel that? Like, you want to help anybody? Like, if your friend, like if I called you and I was like, Sadie, I'm really struggling, can we even just talk through this? Like, if you did that to me, yes, I would be like, oh my gosh, I am so happy that you called me. Like, I want to help my friend so badly. So anyway, I didn't know I was going to go off on a helping rant, but apparently I did.
It was great. It was great.
It's been on my mind lately, probably because I'm asking for so much help because I'm pregnant and I'm dying.
No, it's so true. It's so true.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. How do you stay fit? I work out regularly 1 to 3 times per week. I'm a fitness fanatic, work out 4 to 7 times per week. I don't have time to work out. I hate working out / don't want to work out.
I don't have time.
Okay.
That's what I'm putting.
Yeah. I'm stuck because before I was pregnant, I worked out 5 days a week. Right now, I'm only working out 3 days a week.
Okay. Okay. So
you know what I mean?
So
should I just do what kind of? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's it. Okay. Send me my results.
Did you get
yours? Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, what's yours?
I'm the crunchy almond mom.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh, this happy hippie mama takes an attachment parenting approach to child raising, creating organic free-range baby food, and all about normalizing breastfeeding.
That's so funny because you don't breastfeed.
And it's funny because, like, I don't, like, I don't make any of my baby food.
No.
And but I don't buy organic.
But I do think that you do take the, like, attachment. Approach to childhood.
For sure. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm like, okay, like, I can see the parts of it that were. It's just funny that I feel like the three things that it ends with.
Yeah, are, like, absolutely.
But at the same time, like, out of all of them, like, I did talk about, like, I work out and I do like to try to eat healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
funny.
Anyway. Okay. What'd you get? Oh, no.
I got the Chatty Cathy mom.
You did. There you go.
So
you knew it. You called it.
Yep. Want to know the latest gossip? Oh, she's got it, and she's ready to dish it out. Her conversations are often one-sided as she dominates them with stories about her kids or unsolicited advice for other moms. And I do always have a story, and I do love to give unsolicited advice.
That's funny. That's awesome. Well. That was fun.
Well, I'm glad that worked.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked too. Yeah. Well, you will have to post it, and then we'll have to do like a poll.
Yes.
Or even just like let people submit, because I'm very, very curious to see like the types of moms we have listening.
Yes.
And well, like and which one's the most popular and like the one that gets the most.
Yes.
What am I saying?
After anyway. You take it, there should be an option. Well, I'm going to make an option where you can share what kind of mom you are to your like stories. Perfect. So do that. And then take the poll too, because we want to like see the difference in our commuters. But we do it because it's just fun. It's just a fun time.
Yeah. Like it was fun.
No, it for sure
was. I love taking quizzes. But especially I feel like now when you take quizzes about like what type of mom you are, it's just – I don't know. It just is fun.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think too, like it's just one of those things where it's like kind of what we talked about, how there's like – positives and negatives, like it, when you're like, I don't want to be an almond mom or like a crunchy mom, but like,
it's like, are you serious?
How do I get to be like
almond mom is always mom negative?
Or like, or the sport term, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so you're like, okay, what do I need to do to become that? And like, it helps you to see like how you can like better yourself or like how you can become the mom that you want to be.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I'm glad that worked. That was fun.
That was fun. I liked that. We should just do another one with – you'll have to come up with another one.
I will.
Not
I
like
will.
What type, but like stereotypical mom. We'll have to come up with something else because that was really fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
Great idea, Sadie. Round of Thank applause. You. Love Thank it, you. Love it, love it.
Okay. Well, that's the end of this episode. It's a short one for you, but be
sure to – But now you have homework. Go take the next 5 minutes that we normally would finish chatting.
Yes.
And take the quiz.
Share it with us on Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
Yeah.
And then take the poll. We want to know what kind of mom you are. And be sure to follow us wherever you're listening on your podcast platform. And we'll catch you in our next commute.
Yeah.
Chat soon.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of the Crib Commute Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you can be alerted when new episodes air. And be sure to rate and review so more commuters can find us.
Follow us on Instagram at Crib Commute Podcast. You can also check out the show notes from each episode at cribcommutepodcast.com. Until our next commute, chat soon.